He had to borrow whatever he needed. John Macduff, Heavenly Aspirations. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. When our Lord dwelt among men, so extreme was his poverty that he had nothing which he could call his own. If we follow him through the whole of his memorable career, we shall find that he had to borrow whatever he needed. Did he ride in solemn state amid the acclamations of the people to the Jewish capital? The humble beast on which he was mounted was not his own, but belonged to another. Did he join with his little flock in celebrating the Paschal supper on the night before he died? The upper room in which they assembled was a borrowed room. Was there a garden to which he was in the habit of resorting in order to enjoy secret communion with his heavenly Father? That garden, fraught with such hallowed associations, was a borrowed garden. Did he cross from coast to coast for the purpose of performing his deeds of mercy and of announcing the joyful tidings of pardon and peace to the ignorant and guilty? The fishing boats which conveyed him on these compassionate errands were borrowed boats. Yes, if we go back to the time of his birth, the place in which he was born was a borrowed place, and while he was born in another man's stable, he was also buried in another man's grave. Although all things were made by him, yet his circumstances were so destitute that he was dependent for everything upon the charity of others. To so poor and humiliating a lot was the Lord of life and glory subjected. The foxes had holes, and the birds of the air had nests, but he had nowhere to lay his head. But why did he assume such a debased condition? It was for our sakes. In his deep poverty, as well as the other numberless woes to which he voluntarily submitted, his unselfish compassion was signally displayed. Therein, the kindness and love, the yearning pity, and matchless philanthropy of God our Saviour appeared. All that he did and suffered was for us. He was made a curse for us. He gave himself to die for us. He obtained eternal redemption for us. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Ephesians 3:19.